This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Kia ora koutou mai. Hello. No mai, hara mai, Sam.
Morena.
Morena.
What's up?
Real excited about this anniversary album.
Yeah, well, it's a biggie. Excuse the pun. It's Monday. We're looking at the debut album from Notorious B.I.G., a.k.a. Biggie Smalls, Ready to Die, which is turning 25 years, released in 1994.
Shot Biggie.
Yeah, man. So just a bit of background about old mate Biggie. He was born Christopher Wallace in 1972 in Brooklyn, and he was the only child to Jamaican immigrant parents. And he was raised by his mother and began rapping when he was a teenager in the 80s, rapping on the street and with local groups, Old Gold Brothers and Techniques. And it was during this time he got quite heavily involved in crime, particularly drug dealing, and he actually spent 9 months in jail in 1991. Mm. And after he was released, he began to take music more seriously and started making music under the name Biggie Smalls, and he made a mixtape called Microphone Murderer. And this tape eventually got him heard by the editor of The Source magazine, a prominent hip-hop and R&B magazine back in the day. And this demo tape ended up in the hands of a man by the name of Sean Puffy Coombs, a.k.a. P. Diddy, a.k.a. Puff Daddy. He's had so many name changes over the years, I can't really keep up.
Very public name changes
as well.
Usually when someone changes their name that much, they're kind of hiding from something, but I don't think he just kind of used it to stay more relevant.
Yeah. So back then he was his official title, Sean Puffy Coombs. He was the A&R guy at a record label called Uptown Records, and they met with Smalls and immediately signed him to the label. Although shortly afterwards, Sean Puffy Coombs was fired from this record label. And what happened was he basically decided, I'm going to start my own record label and I'm going to take Biggie with me. And that's how Bad Boy Records got formed.
Right.
And he signed Biggie the same day the label actually launched, starting a partnership which would last until Biggie died in 1997 and afterwards as well. So he released the single Party and Bullshit in 1993, which is a big, big hit. Everyone knows that one. Yeah. And then following that, he set off to record his debut album, Ready to Die, which was recorded in 1993 and into 1994. And this was mainly produced by a guy called Easy Moby. And it was also overseen by Puffy as well. And Biggie had previously worked where he would write lyrics down in a notebook, but and then he'd rap from there. However, on here, he changed his method completely and he basically just freestyled his lyrics from memory in the studio because he was a seriously talented talented guy. The production was mainly sample-based, so predominantly here we're using funk and soul samples. And despite being in New York and on the East Coast, it's got quite a West Coast LA vibe going on here. Mm. It's not completely classic traditional jazz rap New York sounding album. And the lyrics also very much reflect his lived experiences and things from the previous few years. So, the drug dealing, the violence, that kind of thing. And it was a very personal record, so kind of an account of his life, an autobiographical account of his previous few years. So we're going to start with the second track on the record, which is called Things Done Changed. And this song is about changes taking place in the area where Biggie grew up, so the area in Brooklyn, which is obviously at the time and leading up to that was quite a poor area. Mm. And it also samples tracks by Dr. Dre, Biz Markie, and The Main Ingredient. So let's check it out. Here we go.
Pages to 1993, niggas is getting smoked, G, believe me. talk slick, you get your neck slick quick. Cause real street niggas ain't having that shit. Toting text for rep, smoking blunts in the project hallways, shooting dice all day, waiting for niggas to step up on some fighting shit. We get hype and shit and start fighting shit. So step away with your fist fight ways, motherfucker. This ain't back in the days, but you don't hear me though. Back in the days. One, two, three, all it is to me is a mystery. I hear your motherfuckers talk about it, but I stay seeing bodies with the motherfucking chalk around it. And I'm down with the shit too, for the stupid motherfuckers wanna try to use kung fu. Instead of a Mac-10, he tried scrapping, slugs in his back end. That's what the fuck happens when you sleep on the street. Little motherfuckers with heat wanna leave a nigga 6 feet deep. And we come into the wake to make sure the crying and commotion ain't a motherfucking fake. Back in the days, our parents used to take care of us. Look at them now, they ain't fucking scared of us. Calling the city for help because they can't maintain. Damn, shit done changed. In the rap game, I probably have a key knee deep in the crack game, because the streets is a short stop. Either you're slinging crack rock or you got a wicked jump shot. Shit, it's hard being young from the slums, eating 5 cent gums, not knowing where your meal's coming from. And now the shit's getting crazier and major. Kids younger than me, they got the sky grand pages. Going out of town, blowing up. 6 months later, all the dead bodies showing up. It made me want to grab the 9 and the shotty. But I gotta go identify the body. Damn, what happened to the summertime cookouts? Every time I turn around, a nigga getting took out. Shit, my mama got cancer in her breast. Don't ask me why I'm motherfucking stressed. Things done changed.
Boom bap.
Boom bap indeed.
A wap babaloobap, a bap bam boom.
Is that a Biggie lyric?
No, it's not.
Kia ora everyone. If you've just tuned in, this is Morning Glory with Geneva, and I'm here with Sam Smith looking at anniversary albums.
Kia ora. Sorry, just saying kia ora to the room.
It was so cute, like you waved, but like we're on radio, so yeah.
Just waving to space here, man.
Yeah.
So that was Things Done Changed. And the next track we're going to play is called Machine Gun Funk. And this track is track number 4. And this has more of a classic New York jazz rap feel to it compared to some of the other tracks on this record. It also samples tracks by Black Heat, Fred Wesley, and Lords of the Underground. So, let's go. Here we go.
Chicka, chicka, chicka. Yeah.
About the gats in your raps, but I can't feel that hardcore appeal that you're screaming. Maybe I'm dreaming. This ain't Christopher Williams, still some empty. You got the feel one, cats, I got the feel some. To let niggas know that if you fuck with big and heavy, I get up in that ass like a wedgie. Says who? Says me, the lyrical. Niggas saying Biggie off the street, it's a miracle. Left the drugs alone, took the thugs along with me. Just for niggas acting shifty. Sticks and stones, red bones, but they gotta kill you quicker. Especially when I'm drunk off the liquor. Smoking funk by the boxes, packing glocks. It's natural to eat your niggas like shot. What's the funk, baby? Bitch.
can stack my riches. Now I pack gats to stop all the snitches from staying in my business. What is this? Relentless approach to know if I'm broke or not. Just cause I joke and smoke a lot don't mean I don't tote the Glock. 16 shots for my niggas in the pen until we motherfucking meet again. Huh. I'm doing rhymes now, fuck the crimes now. Come on the app, I'm real hard to find now. Cause I'm knee deep in the beats. In the Land Cruiser Jeep with the Mac-10 by the seats. For the jackers, the jealous ass crackers in the... I make you prove that it's bulletproof. Hold your head, cause when you hit the bricks, I got gin mad blunts and bitches sucking dick. The fuck, baby.
You're all partying
damn right.
Wherever you are this Monday, this beautiful Monday. Sam Smith and I will be back soon to conclude anniversary albums, talking about the reception of Biggie Smalls' Ready to Die from 1994. Oh, yeah.
See you loon.
See you soon. Did you say see you loon?
I did. See you loon.
See you loon, everybody.
Oh, man.
95 BFM presents Here Comes Mac DeMarco, live at the Auckland Town Hall, January 8th. The slacker rock cowboy with the heart of gold and the smile that launched 1,000 ships. Back in New Zealand and playing at our majestic town hall.
Always feeling tired, smiling.
Mac DeMarco with support from Phaser Days. Wednesday, January 8th at the Auckland Town Hall. Get your tickets now from frontiertouring.com.
Design fans, creative types, turtleneck wearers, brace yourselves because New Zealand's most prestigious, popular and influential creative festival is back for its 17th year.
Semi-permanent.
Packed with top-flight talent, including fashion and design icon Chantel Martin, exceptionally intriguing visual artist Rafik Anadol, and avant-garde art directors Linert and Sander. If you're serious about what it means to design at the highest levels, don't miss
Semi-permanent.
3 days, Auckland 15th to 17th, Aotea Centre, Auckland Central. Go to semipermanent.com.
21st Century Time Travelling, the new album from Wukong the Monkey King, out now. Bilingual boundary pushers working at the edge of where hip-hop, alt-rock, psychedelia, funk and jazz meet. Wukong the Monkey King, 21st Century Time Travelling. Stream it now on Spotify or go to wukongthemonkeyking.bandcamp.com.
Crisp biscuits and fresh vegetables every Tuesday from 7 p.m. Replayed 4 a.m. Wednesday and always online at 95bfm.com. Check it. Thanks to the Lee Sawmill Cafe.
Hi everyone, welcome back after the break. I'm here with Sam Smith doing anniversary albums. My name's Geneva Keyholder. The second coffee has definitely kicked in, and now I'm doing weird voices.
So, how was this album received?
Yeah,
and
what was that reception?
Legacy? Yes, what was that reception? It was a big success, actually, critically and commercially. It reached number 15 in the US charts and went on to sell over 6 million albums. Rolling Stone called it the strongest rap debut since Ice Cube's America's Most Wanted. Critics were also impressed with his description of life in New York and his lived experiences, as well as his ability to bring humour to at times quite dark content. I agree with that a lot. He is a very humorous lyricist.
Yes.
I reckon. It's happened to since gone on be viewed as a bit of a rap classic and a classic of the period. The Source magazine ranked it in their top 100 rap albums of all time, and Rolling Stone magazine voted it in their top 500 albums of all time list as well. And it helped revitalize hip-hop in New York at the time and basically challenged the dominance of LA hip-hop, which obviously was proving very popular at the time. It led to a bit of a rivalry there with Death Row Records in the next few years, and obviously that whole Biggie Tupac thing kind of kicked off.
Yes, it did.
And sadly, though, he was killed in a shooting in 1997, a mere months actually after Tupac was also killed in a shooting, which is very sad because he was still very young and still had a lot of talent to show, no doubt. This has subsequently led, obviously, to many conspiracy theories as to who killed these two rappers, as both murders remain unresolved. And so many documentaries and shows have been made about who killed Biggie, who killed Tupac, etc. It's quite a dark, deep hole if you go on and have a look on the internet.
Yeah, I guess the only conclusion is somebody did.
Oh, no doubt, yep. But his legacy was created by this record, and he remains, for many, one of the best rappers of all time. Certainly a very good lyricist, and his flow is just wonderful.
Fantastic
One of the top ones, yeah. So, on that note, we're going to finish with track number 13 and the second single of the record, and this is one of his most well-known and popular songs. It's called Big Papa, of course, and it famously samples the Isley Brothers' Between the Sheets. Very classic sample on this track, and it was a big hit for him in the States, selling over a million copies, and it's also appeared in many TV shows and films over the years since its release as well. It's one of those songs that kind of, you know, become part of popular culture, so yes, to speak. Yeah.
It predates memes, believe it or not.
It sure does, amazingly enough.
Thanks for coming Sam, and I hope everyone enjoys this last track of anniversary albums for the week. I'll see you next week.
You will.
And we'll see what we can do.
Ciao.
There we go.
There's
95
that,
BFM.
There's that sample.
Oh, someone just texted in, awesome.
Oh, sure.
You're awesome.
Oh, you too.
Yeah.
To all the ladies in the place with style and grace, allow me to lace these lyrical douches in your bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommies? The back of the club, sipping my wet is where you find me. The back of the club, macking holes, my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, blunt passing, music lasting. But I just can't quit because one of these honeys Biggie got to creep with, sleep with, keep the epa secret. Why not? Why blow up my spot? Because we both got hot. Now check it. I got more Mac than Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy. I got mad friends with Benzes, see notes by the layers. True fucking players. Jump in the Rover and come over. Tell your friends, jump in the GF3. I got the chronic by the tree. Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
To the honeys getting money, playing niggas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
Yeah.
you got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby.
Straight up, honey, really, I'm asking. Most of these niggas think they be macking, but they be acting. Who they attracting with that line? What's your name? What's your sign? Soon as he buy that wine, I just creep up from behind and ask you what your interests are. Who you be with? Things to make you smile. What numbers to dial? You gonna be here for a while? I'm gonna call my crew. You gonna call your crew. We can rendezvous at the bar around 2. Plans to leave, throw the keys to little C's. Pull the truck up front and roll up the next blunt so we can steam on the way to the telly. Gonna fill my belly. A T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and Welch's grape. Conversate for a few, cause in a few we gonna do what we came to do. Ain't that right, boo? Forget the telly, we just go to the crib and watch a movie in the jacuzzi. Smoke L's while you do me.
I love it when you call me Big Papa.
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player. To the honeys getting money, playing niggas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Papa.
You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Wow.
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby.
How you living, Biggie Smalls?
In mansion and Benz's, giving ends to my friends, and it feels stupendous. Tremendous cream, fuck a dollar and a dream. Still tote gas strapped with infrared beams. Chopping O's, smoking line optimals. Money holes and clothes, all a nigga knows. A foolish pleasure, whatever. I had to find the buried treasure. So grams I had to measure. However, living better now, coochie sweater now. Drop top BMs, I'm the man, girlfriend.
Honey, check it. Tell your friends to get with my friends.
Your friend.
We could be friends. Shit, we could do this every weekend.
That's right.
Alright? Is that alright with you? Yeah. Keep banging.
I love it when you call me Big Papa.
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Papa.
To the honeys getting money, playing niggas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Papa.
You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Wow.
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby.
Check it out, now I'm full shit for that ass. Puff Daddy, Biggie Smalls, Junior Mafia, represent baby.
Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.
This is Happy Mondays with Kinky Afro. I've just